Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about something that I've been thinking about and realizing that might be helpful to you. One of the things that we've been discussing in the Artist's Way Tuesday episodes, is crazy makers. And crazy makers are people who sort of get into your space just when you're ready to do something that you've really been wanting to work on, and they text you because they need a ride from the airport, or they have that innate knowledge of the fact that you're just sitting down to do the thing that you are supposed to do, and they have drama they need to talk over with you or whatever. And so that's a personal level crazy maker. And those people are people to keep sort of at arm's length while you're trying to achieve goals, right? They say that you are the sum of the sort of the characteristics of the five people you spend the most time with. That's part of this. But the other part of it is that you also can be spending time with people who want to support you, who want to see you succeed, or you can be spending time with people who may have other agendas. And this is not a judgment on them or anything. They're doing the best they can do. You're doing the best you can do. I'm doing the best I can do. But there's another facet that we need to look at. Sometimes in business relationships, you will also have these kinds of issues. Now, one of the things that Julia Cameron talks about in The Artist's Way is that a lot of times those crazy makers are what she calls blocked creatives themselves, right? They actually aren't living their dreams, and therefore, sometimes they get in the way of other people who are trying to live their dreams, not maybe purposefully, not maliciously, but they do it anyway, right? Because they are unhappy or because they're not doing the thing that they most want to do, it might even be painful for them to see someone else trying to do what they want to do. So when that happens in the business world, in the professional world, it might seem like advice that is a little hinky. It might seem like the person isn't as supportive as they might be. And let's face it, in the professional world, people don't have to be supportive, although it would be really cool if they were. But let's say you're in a professional relationship with a mentor or an instructor or a teacher of some sort who has the authority, who has the knowledge, who has the wisdom to give you advice that you, under normal circumstances, would want to take. Now, what happens if the advice you want from that person is in the process or in the service of the goal that you've set for yourself? And what if that person is a blocked creative, someone who isn't following their goals and dreams, but in the same subject area, right? In the same way. And what if the best they can do in the moment is give you crappy advice, right? Not because they necessarily mean to do it on purpose, not because they are being malicious in any way, but because of where they are in their process, the very best they can do right now is to give you bad advice on the very thing that you're trying to achieve, right? Because they're not working at it or on it, because they're not trying to live their dreams, there's something that's keeping them from seeing the truth of the matter and also keeping them from seeing what is the best thing for you, right? So what is the best advice they can give you? That may be the best they can do in the moment, but because they are blocked themselves, the advice they give you is not necessarily worthless, but certainly not the best, and maybe not even in your best interest. So this is my long and winding way of saying all advice, no matter who it's from, needs to be assessed and evaluated, right? If someone gives you advice, even if it's someone you trust, even if it's someone you know, even if it's someone who you believe truly has your best interest at heart, look at the advice and really weigh whether or not it is in your best interest and whether or not they are in a place to truly be giving you advice that's going to be in your best interest. Again, not maliciously or anything, but because of where they are in their own process. We're all human. We're all fallible. we all have these kinds of potential issues. So when you're getting advice, when you're getting guidance, when you're getting any kind of thoughts from someone, take it with that knowledge. Take it with the intent to assess, where are they? Where is this person coming from? Not in a, oh, I'm suspicious of everyone kind of way, but more of a, huh, where are they? Where do I think they are? And are they able to give me the best advice for me right now? And conversely, ask yourself the same question, right? If someone comes to you for advice and you're feeling defensive or put upon or maybe even resentful of too many people asking you for advice or whatever, maybe you can assess for yourself, are you able to truly give that person the best advice for them? Not for you, but for them. And there's a psychology at work here that's something that we need to look at. Like, oh yeah, am I able to objectively give you the best advice? Not because I would want to see you fail, but because of where I am right now, I might not be able to give you the best advice. So we have to know ourselves, be self-aware enough to know whether or not the advice we're giving is the advice we ought to be giving. Something to think about. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. I am Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I want to remind you that this episode, like most episodes, is brought to you by Brain FM. It is the app that I use. It's neuroscience and music combination that lets me, that helps me meditate and do my creative work and stay in flow and study and read and do accounting when I need to. It just helps. And if you want to try it yourself, you can get a free trial. And or you can get 20% off with my little coupon if you go to brain.fm/innovativemindset and then you use innovative mindset, all one word, as the coupon code, you'll get 20% off and I'll get a little bit of money too for you having taken the leap of faith. Please know I never, ever, ever recommend something that I don't absolutely love, and I love Brain FM. I use it every single day. Alrighty, I'm here to remind you that I will see you tomorrow, or I will speak with you tomorrow, I should say. But in the meantime, be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. ¶¶